This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. This morning, in front of the Supreme Court, Amanda Klinger and her fiancé, Caroline Hunt, awaited two major Supreme Court decisions on gay marriage. The first to come, a ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act. When someone nearby told them the cheering was because the court had found it unconstitutional, the couple hugged and kissed and then screamed.
Throughout the crowd, which was made up overwhelmingly of supporters of gay marriage, the nervous energy of anticipation turned into elation. Michael Margolis Constantino, recently married an Israeli man, he said the court's decision would mean no more obstacles to living in the U.S. together.
This ruling now means that I can transmit an immigration benefit to him. It will affect us tremendously and our ability to lead secure, happy, safe lives.
All in all, the court's two rulings were historic victories for gay rights advocates. But the justices stopped short of carving out a nationwide right to same-sex marriage. We're going to hear reaction in Congress, and we'll talk about what the end of DOMA means for same-sex married couples as far as taxes and benefits.